Blog Talk Radio.
One, turn it out.
Yeah!
Oh, just clap your hands like this. Just clap your hands like this. Yeah! Let's wake up the church with this old school jam. Shout to the Lord in here. You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what's up? And the people of God said, yeah. The people of God said, yeah. Now we serve notice to depression, confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday, and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, I'm gonna stand up and give it the praise.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come,
Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen. Thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable to you this day, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership. Amen. On this, our Praise Wednesday. Amen. And we give God the praise, glory, and honor. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And please join our fellowship services on today. Amen. This is the platform where we meet 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Glory be to God. And we do things a little bit differently on Wednesdays. Sometimes we do. As a matter of fact, we may do things differently any day because we just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. I was looking this morning in the book of Psalms 133. Psalms 133 says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore." Amen. And we just thank God, amen, for the sweet, sweet, sweet word of God. Amen. Giving God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. So we're going to receive a reading this morning from my sister Lauren. Amen. If you have a testimony, amen, that you'd like to share with us today, amen, just hit the one, number one, amen, and we know that you're in queue. We do know that today is our minister Estelle Martin's birthday, amen. So if she is on the line or she comes on the line, we would like to acknowledge our minister Estelle Martin, amen, on this, our special day. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. So we want to begin with Dr. Lauren in North Carolina. Amen. And as she reads, and then if she has a testimony, amen, to share with us, then we will let her go first. Amen. And sharing her praise or sharing her word of testimony. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, Dr. Lauren. Are you there?
Yes, good morning, and praise the Lord. How you doing?
I'm exceedingly well, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, to God be the glory. I'm great. I'm great.
Praise him.
Yes, thank you, Lord. And good morning, everyone, this morning. Our reading is coming from out of Nehemiah 4 and 14. "Remember the Lord, who is great and glorious, and fight for your brothers, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. What keeps a person going when life presses mercilessly? You've heard stories of people living through inhuman conditions, mistreated and stressed to the hilt. It's a wonder many people make it through extreme hardships. One key source of strength must be their sense of purpose, hanging on to a goal bigger than their present condition brings hope. For the Israelites of Nehemiah's day, rebuilding the wall required stubborn tenacity as well as a constant focused vision of their ultimate goal. Remembering their purpose helped them withstand threats from enemies, weariness, long hours, tough conditions, back-breaking work. Building that wall would have been difficult if surrounding circumstances were ideal. But imagine the additional strain of having a workforce cut in half while the other half stood guard. Imagine each work using only one hand while the other gripped a weapon posed for defense. Most people wouldn't endure with that working against them, except, of course, when they remembered why they needed to work so hard. When we know our purpose, we arm ourselves with a weapon against discouragement. The purpose of a purpose is to keep us moving from our present condition towards a greater goal. Antagonists would love nothing more than to see us fail. When we live for God, we inherit instant enemies who are highly motivated to destroy our work for Him. But sticking with God's purpose for us arms us with every defense we need to finish the task He gives us. God created us for the greatest purpose of being, bringing glory to Him. Ultimately, everything we fight for comes to that point. Remember the purpose of your purpose and keep moving forward with your eyes on God's bigger picture for you. That concludes our reading. To God be the glory. Remember your purpose.
Wow. Amen. That's awesome. That was really it. That was a message. That was a 5-minute message. Amen. That was awesome. Amen. Tied right into our teaching on yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. Amen. The purpose of your purpose. Amen. Sticking with God's purpose. Amen. That was awesome. That was really awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen. That's definitely worth going back and listening to. Amen. Again today. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Dr. Lauren. Amen. We thank God for you and all that you do in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Very encouraging word this morning. While you have the floor, is there a word of praise or a word of testimony that you would like to share with us?
I would like to just play this new song, if you don't mind.
Sure. Help yourself.
Okay. All right. This is my testimony. Let me know if you can hear it.
Yes. We hear it. Turn it back up a little higher.
It's important for you to understand that Jesus is described as our high priest, but to touch by the feeling of your infirmity. He understands your failures, understands your hurt. Understand that you've been with Him. He is intimately acquainted with your pain and your sorrow. And He has come, not looking for those who do it all right. He's come looking for you who have made a mistake, who've been disappointed, who just can't seem to get it right. Jesus has come to you. He understands. He hears. He sees your pain. He sees the eloquence of your despair upon your pain. He hears the pain that is locked up in your heart. He understands the content of your tears. He said, give Him a chance. Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden. He said, I want to give you rest. I want to give you my peace. I know your heart is broken. I understand you've been disappointed. I understand you may have been disappointed. Sometimes you position yourself to be misused. But it is time for you to rise up. All you've got to do is give Jesus a chance. He understands the storm you call your life. He understands that you're walking on an unsteady sea. He understands that you want to take a chance. one last time, step away from your life and step into your destiny. It is important you understand the question, the silent question you've been asking, will I ever feel the same? Will I always hurt? Will I always be disappointed? Is there nowhere I can go to find peace? Well, my brother, my sister, the answer is yes. You're looking for the Savior. You're looking for the power of God to transform your life. In this storm you call your life, he comes seeking, looking for you. He comes looking for those that would be dead, would be changed. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how bad you've been. There is no dirt that Jesus is afraid of. God comes putting his hands in dirt and making something new. It's time for you to come. You can be changed. You can be transformed. You can progress into the life of God has you. It's time for you to reach for him, and he will reach for you. Today is the day. Don't harden your heart. Don't turn away. It's your time to reach for God's glory. Stretch for him, and he'll stretch for you. God says, come unto me, all you have to be. Yeah, the men and man be in Christ. Be a new creation. He's going to make you great. He's going to change your life. Nothing you ever done can stop him. Now is the time. Now is your time for glory. Now is your time for transformation. The deliverance is one prayer, one praise away. Reach for him. Call on him. Say, Lord, please save me right now. He says, whoever calls on me shall be saved. Call upon him, and he shall answer. Now is the time.
Praise the Lord.
Hello? Amen. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We was waiting for a song. I did hear it. Amen. I have a good ear, so I heard it. I pray everybody else heard it. It was a little bit low, but we.
Can I play it again?
I heard it, but I don't know if everybody else heard it. Yeah, probably
well,
has,
well,
we have
do
to
you
really
want to play it again?
Yeah, play it again, yeah, please, cause, yeah, and make it a little bit easier for the audience.
As you look back at your life and see the mistakes that you've made, you wonder not only will another human being ever accept you, but is it possible that God could love you? It is important for you to understand that Jesus is described as our high priest who has been touched by the feeling of your infirmity. He understands your failures, understands your hurts, understands that you've been rejected. He is intimately acquainted with your pain and your sorrow. And he has come not looking for those who do it all right. He's come looking for you who have made a mistake, who've been disappointed, who just can't seem to get it right. Jesus has come for you. He understands. He hears. He sees your face. He sees the eloquence of your despair upon your face. He hears the pain that is locked up in your heart. He understands the content of your tears. He says, give him a chance. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. He says, I want to give you rest. I want to give you my peace. I know your heart's been broken. I understand you've been disappointed. I understand you may have been mishandled. Sometimes you position yourself to be misused. But it is time for you to rise up. All you've got to do is give Jesus a chance. He understands the storm you call your life. He understands that you're walking on an unsteady sea. He understands that you want to take a chance one last time. Step away from your life and step into your destiny. It is important you understand the question, the silent question you've been asking, will I ever feel the same? Will I always hurt? Will I always be disappointed? Is there nowhere I can go to find true peace? Well, my brother, my sister, the answer is yes. His name is Jesus. You're looking for the Savior. You're looking for the power of God to transform your life. In this storm you call your life, he comes seeking, looking for you. He's come looking for those that would be saved, would be changed. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how bad you've been. There is no dirt and that Jesus is afraid of. God loves putting his hands in dirt and making something new. It's time for you to come. You can be changed. You can be transformed. You can progress into the life that God has for you. It's time for you to reach for him, and he will reach for you. Today is the day. Don't harden your heart. Don't turn away. It's your time to reach for God's glory. Stretch for him, and he'll stretch for you. God said, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden. He said, if any man be in Christ, be a new creation. He's going to make you brand new. He's going to change your life. Nothing you ever done can stop him. Now is the time. Now is your time for glory. Now is your time for transformation. Your deliverance is one prayer, one praise away. Reach for him. Call on him. Say, Lord, please save me right now. He says, whoever calls on me shall be saved. Call upon him, and he shall answer. Now is the time of your salvation. Today is the day you can be saved. Call.
Hello?
Yes. Who is that by?
I have no idea.
If you find out, let me know. I would really like to download a copy of that. Amen. That was awesome. Give him a chance. Give God a chance. Reach for him. Amen. That was beautiful, Sister Lauren. I thank God for you sharing that with us and playing it a second time. I heard it even better. And between your reading of this morning, amen, the purpose of your purpose, amen, and that song there, giving God a chance, reaching for him, that was a loaded presentation, amen. Thank you so much, amen, for serving, filling that spot this morning, amen. Awesome.
Yes, that is my testimony, because when I was out there in the street, living aimlessly, reckless, wild, and everything, I heard a street evangelist say to me, Jesus loves you, and it's time to give him a chance. And I didn't understand it at that time, but just taking her at her word, because it came directly from the word of God, John 3:16. And I just opened up my heart and I gave Jesus a chance and changed my whole life around. So that's my testimony. Without Jesus, I would be lost on today. So to God be the glory for the saving power of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the saving power of Jesus Christ. Thank God for that evangelist that the Lord used. Amen. To reel you in. Amen. And thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Have an awesome, glorious, victorious day. Amen. In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
All right,
thank
God
you.
Bless.
I will. Amen. God bless. Amen. Amen. Wow, that was beautiful, saint. Amen. I'm full. I'm full. My God, that was beautiful. Amen. We bless the Lord. All right. What we're going to do now is we're going to acknowledge our minister, Stelle Martin, for her birthday today. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to acknowledge her and then see if she has a testimony. Amen. Since this is a special day. And then we'll take it from there. Okay. So give me one second here. Just give me one second. I'm orchestrating all of this here. Let me bless her. Let me see if our minister Estelle is on the line. Hold on one second, y'all. Thank you for your patience. Okay. Minister Stelle Martin, are you there?
Praise the Lord. I am. Just
Praise him.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. All right. Good. Hold on one second. Hold on. Woke you up right on time. Bless the Lord.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, happy
Minister Estelle Martin, you are a special woman. Amen of God. Amen. You shared part of your testimony with me, and I can see it. Amen. How you have served. You are a strong armor bearer. You are a strong armor bearer. You are a serious armor bearer. Amen. And I could really see you just playing in that role as assistant and filling in even as need be. Amen. I want to thank God because you are very genuine. Amen. You're full of the power. Amen. And you're not playing games. Amen. And so we just want to thank God, amen, for your integrity. Amen. And what you bring to the Lord's kingdom and definitely what you bring, amen, here to the ministry. Amen. We are very, very appreciative. Amen. That God has put us all together. Amen. And I see how you stand in faith even after the transition of your husband. Amen. You stood in faith, knowing that God was able. And here, about a year, give or take, less or more, your mother has transitioned. But we see you still standing in faith, knowing that God's word is true. Amen. And everything else that you endure. Amen. And, the things that you have shared with me and shared with us. Amen. And I see how you go through your trials and your tribulations, but you remain to stand and save you. You never question God's ability. And I'm telling you, that is commendable. Amen. That is commendable in these times that we are living in here, to see a real soldier, a real warrior, a real woman of God. You can tell that your foundation is strong. Amen. And so it's a blessing for us to be acquainted with you. I know it's a blessing for me. And so I just want to begin by just saying happy, 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 happy birthday. Glory be to God. It almost slipped by us. But the other day, Monday, when you did the prayer call, I was in a place where I couldn't speak, but I was listening. And then I heard you say, I tell you, I'm a good listener. I heard you say, May, I said, my husband, my mother, and my birthday. I said, no, she didn't say that. No, she didn't try to slide that in there. And I heard it. Amen. And so we bless the Lord, and we're glad that it didn't get by us. Amen. So I pray that this day is a happy, 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 happy birthday for you. The best of all of your years. Amen. And at the bottom of all the years to come, may the Lord bless you to live a long life, a healthy life, a wealthy life. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So that is our blessings to you. Amen. On this day. Amen. So now we want to give you the floor to respond. Amen. Any way you want, because this is your day.
Amen. Amen. First, give an honor to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I truly invite him into this day, May 19, 2021, thanking and praising God first for choosing me. You know, you spoke on that being chosen, you know, being one of the chosen ones, you know, when God called me out and you know, called me out, began to reel me in. And all hell broke loose. And I said, no, no, no. If I got to go through this, I don't think I'm doing this. But the Holy Spirit spoke and said, you have not chosen me. I have chosen you. So I said, amen, because I know my arms is too short to box with God. But I truly give God the praise, the honor for just being, you know, for my purpose to be in the royal priesthood family. I just thank God for that today, and thanking God for you, Pastor Bradford. I thank God for you, for your diligence as well, you know, your persistence and you and your purpose, because, you know, I try to tell everyone about it. I give them the numbers, and some are calling, you know, but they will listen, but they won't. Some won't listen, but they won't say anything. But my testimony today is that Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Yes, I thank God for my father, my mother. I thank him for my sister, my brother. I thank him for my husband, my children, for my grands and great-grands. I truly thank God for all of that, but Jesus was the best thing. Hallelujah. And I love them all. I love them, my grandmother, grandfather. But Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My soul, hallelujah, rejoices and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for saving me, from delivering me from myself. Hallelujah. We say Satan, but it's not Satan. It's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. Hallelujah. But we must do as Jesus did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Present. He said, are you willing to forsake all? Are you willing to forsake all this morning? Are you willing to forsake all this morning and follow me? He said, well, then take up your cross. Hallelujah. And follow Jesus. He said, follow me. But, you know, that's follow Jesus, Jesus. So I'm so excited today. Hallelujah. That I took him at his word, hallelujah, and I denied myself, hallelujah. I was willing to forsake mother, father, sister, brother, hallelujah, husband, hallelujah, grandmother, grandfather. I was willing to forsake all, hallelujah, to follow Jesus, hallelujah. He reeled me in on Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Hallelujah. That's my testimony. Hallelujah. Dr. Pastor Bradford, that's what I stand on. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Amen. Amen. That's my testimony. And I can rejoice. Hallelujah. It wasn't a time I could rejoice. Hallelujah. When trials, tribulations, hallelujah, adversity showed up. Hallelujah. But I learned, hallelujah, he's taught me and teaching me yet, hallelujah, how to cast my cares on him. Hallelujah. And how, as old man David say, hallelujah, we say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, huh? But old man David say, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to trust God. Hallelujah. And I'm trusting God. Hallelujah. I'm looking to the hills today. Hallelujah. From which cometh my help and my strength. Hallelujah. I'm not looking to the right or to the left, but he said, blessed. Hallelujah is the mind that stayed on him. Hallelujah. And I have to keep. Hallelujah. Regardless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometime I may be knocked down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I take the mandatory 8 count. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, it's a 10 count, but I take the mandatory 10 count and get back in the fight. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, standing on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, the only name we can call, hallelujah, and get the attention of our Father. Hallelujah, he said, hallelujah, and we said, Jesus. Oh, we get the tension of heaven. We get the tension in earth and even under the earth. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. Jesus, Jesus, the best thing that's ever happened to me. Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Pastor Bradford. Hallelujah for that awesome hallelujah introduction, because Jesus has made the difference. Hallelujah in my life. Amen.
Amen, amen. Wow, that was a sermon. Boy, I tell you, Sister Lauren came and started up, amen, and here comes, amen, the birthday sermon. We'll call this the birthday sermon. My God, what a testimony. That's what I'm talking about, amen. Sister. Amen. She said, Jesus amen. Is the best thing. Jesus is the best thing. Glory be to God. Well, if I was to sit down and lay out my eulogy when the day come and tell my kids how I want it, I think I would close with that. When y'all get finished, it's a song I want y'all to sing. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened Amen. To me. Amen. That is beautiful, Amen. Sister. Amen. God bless Amen. You. Thank God for your testimony. Amen. Thank God for your light. Amen. Just thank God for who you are. Amen. And who you are becoming. Amen. In God's kingdom. Amen. We bless Jesus. Amen and amen.
All right. Anybody want anything to say? Hit the number one. Amen. If you have anything to say to our minister, Martin, on her birthday, if you have a little word of praise, amen, you'd like to share with us, amen, a little word of testimony, amen, just hit the number one, and we'll know that you're in queue. All right. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. All right. All right. Bless Jesus. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Dr.?
Yes.
Can you hear me, Reverend Bradford? Good
yes.
morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to Estelle Martin and whoever else is on the line. And I heard everything from the beginning as God got me up this morning. And it's so awesome. What is my purpose? What is your purpose? And what is the purpose of all his people? And Estelle, this morning, I want to lift you up in the matchless name of Jesus. For the wonderful blast off that you gave me, it was like a rocket from the prayer line. And I was even weeping and crying, thanking God for these beautiful birthday messages and the things that we think of each other. And certainly I extend myself back to you too, and how you shared how you feel about me personally as your sister in Christ. And I truly just thank God that he all that you have gone through, went through, and God will take you through all things and everything that you have said on this line. I take it to heart. I receive every word. I receive every word that you have spoken. And God is a lifter of your earth. He is the lifter of your heart and mind and soul. And all the prayer line, your sisters and brothers that sent up prayers for you. And even after we get off the line, God give us names and people, and we just go down on our knees and we just lift you up this morning, just praising God for all the things, the wonderful things. Because one thing about God, he's a wonderful God. And whatever we go through, he said it's all you got to do is come to him, and he will give you rest. He will give you joy. He will give you love. He'll give you happiness, and he'll hold you in his arms. So all the things that you've been going through, my sister, I just extend it back to you, and I just love you so much. I love you, Reverend Bradford, and everybody else on this wonderful line. And my testimony this morning is just being grateful, just being happy, and just as I was laying down and just thinking about the goodness of God and how he just brought us all over and bringing us through and so many wonderful things in each one of our hearts and our minds and our family and our friends and our neighbors, he said even enemies. So all the things that he have taught us, we just reach up to the sky because God got each and every thing. So I just love you, my sister. I just love every word that you minister. It just goes through my spirit. And I just want you to know that have a wonderful, wonderful everything, because that's my new word. Have a blessed, wonderful everything. In Jesus' wonderful name, to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You're so sweet, Sister Gwen. Amen. Have a blessed, wonderful everything. I mean, who comes up with something like that? That you're so sweet. Amen. A blessed, wonderful everything. Amen. That includes everything. Amen.
Everything. Whatever it is, everything.
Amen.
Down on you.
Hey, I hear Brother David in the background.
You hear Brother David?
I thought I heard him.
Go ahead.
Come on, Brother David.
Good morning, brother.
Say something, Brother David.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? I don't have too much to say this morning other than thank God for a new day and ask him to bless our day and order our steps, Lord, and lead us and guide us. Let us know the hills and the mountains and valleys have never heard anything other than the voice of the Lord from the beginning of the time, and will continue to hear his voice, because the mountains and the valleys are higher and lower, and they're in areas that we can never reach, but the Lord can touch us a mighty way. So, Lord, we thank you for your rain, your lightning, your thunder, and everything else you place on us, Lord. May we be blessed with your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. And Brother David gonna come and bring us a word. He said he gonna bring us a word, but guess what? He done brought us one today, but that don't count, Brother Dave. Amen. But hallelujah. But we looking forward to, amen, to him coming, amen, and ministering to us, amen. And we're looking forward to that day. Amen. God bless you. Yes.
Reverend Bradford and everybody else on the line. Well, you know we're gonna do our 20th renewal anniversary, the May the 30th, and he's going to have to speak then. So, and they were saying, you know, do you have anything to write? I don't have to write anything. I'm going to speak from the heart and the honesty of what God has given me to share with him, our family, our friends, our neighbors, and whoever's mm-hmm. coming out. And my main thing is I was asking God, can we come together, the family and church family and my family, whatever, to come in unity of just loving each other and coming through his house, just praising each other. People haven't seen in a while, and they all agree, and they lifting up the name of Jesus and, you know, lifting me and David up, and this prayer line is lifting us up. Just like we lift others up, and that's where it's supposed to be. And I heard a sister say, and I read it myself, when she said, this is our reasonable service. Amen.
Amen. And this is our reasonable service. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Looking forward to that beautiful event taking place. Amen. The end of this month.
Yes.
Amen. And after 20 years of renewal. Amen. So. God bless the both of you. Amen, Brother Dave, Sister Gwen. Amen. God bless you. You're a beautiful couple. You remind me of Brother and Sister Norwood. Amen. Just a beautiful, beautiful couple. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. She's the doll baby. Always calling everybody doll baby. I just want to say this one thing. You say you got an ear for everything. Yes, you do. I have never got on this line and see that you didn't remember what was said. You recognize the voices and everything. And I was telling one of my sisters in Christ about you in this prayer line. I said, once you come on, she know your voice. Oh, my God. I just went on about how your memory is so good. And God just bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank
you. Happy birthday.
Bless the Lord. Bless God. Amen. We thank God. Amen. To God be praised. Amen. My ear, amen, is trained, but mostly is to hear what God is saying. See, if you can train your ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, you can pick everything else up.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
And so that's why I try not to miss a beat when the Lord speaks to me. Amen. And so, y'all, thank you for your prayers. Amen. Thank God for your prayers. Amen.
Yes.
All right. Thanks. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? We still got a few minutes. Amen. Hit the number one. Amen. Button. Amen. If you have a word of praise. Amen. Word of testimony. If you'd like to say something to the birthday girl on air. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. I think here comes somebody here. Okay. God bless you. God bless you. All right. The floor is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joanne Thurman. I wouldn't let an opportunity go by without just saying something to you, Sister Estelle. I just love your countryness. You have a way about you that brings me back to old-fashioned worship. And I just love how when you're on the prayer line, it just brings you back to when we used to have our Wednesday night prayer sessions, testimonies, and you bring all the spirit and power in. And it is so refreshing because it takes me back. And I love it when you open of our of Friday nights, because you bring the spirit in with you. And some people come on the line, they don't have the spirit with them, and they're looking for you to uplift their spirit. But you come in with crashing in with it, and it just spreads out. You just have a way about you that I just love. And when I couldn't speak to you a few weeks ago when you were away for your when your mom had passed, I worried about you, and I missed you so much, and I kept looking for you, and I kept praying for you. You got my texts, and you were sorely missed those few weeks, and I just want to let you know that I love you. You're encouraging. You're thoughtful, faithful, natural. I mean, you just a queen in just about everything you do, and your inspiration to this prayer line because God is with you. And he's building you up. Even through your times of sorrow, he is building you up. You have a firm foundation, and you can tell. And you're spreading the love through with us because we can feel it. And I just want to wish you the happiest day. Everything you stand in the need for God to provide. And to just fill your heart with happiness.
Yeah.
So that's my prayer for you.
Thank
we
you.
Love you on this line.
Amen.
So peace and grace be with you.
Amen. Thank you so much for that encouragement. Thank you. Thank
y'all you. Some true Christians. Y'all some true Christians. Oh, my God. That was so beautiful, Minister Joanne. Amen. We felt your heart. Amen. We felt your heart. You didn't need a script for that. You didn't need to write nothing down. That came straight from your heart. Such as Sister Gwen and our brother David. Amen. And that's what makes us Christians, beloved. We have to be a Christian in our heart, not on somebody's church roll. Amen, but in your heart. Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you, Sister Joanne. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We see that there's another person here in queue. Amen. Glory be to God. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Aquinetta. Pastor, I knew what I was just getting ready to say. And then you said at the end, you have to be a Christian in your heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Now you got me in tears, okay? Because I knew what I was going to say. That is a spoken word right there. Because I have been to churches. Well, first of all, let me tell you this. My grandmother's sister from down south prophesied over me 32 years ago before my grandmother died. And I was going to church. But I guess I was playing church. Because I was showing up on Sunday and doing what I wanted to do on other days. And when I was in the church on those Sundays, I was really in church. But when I was going where people, everybody was going, because I was a young mother, and that's where I found grown-ups. Because I was young, and young people didn't have children. But, again, I was prophesied. And when I was prophesied, I remember my brother laughing so hard at these down south Christian people telling me where I was going to be. And when I get on this line, I get tears because this is where she told me I was going to be. And she said, oh, you're going to be talking, and somebody that's not in your city is going to hear you. And I'm like, I know I travel, but who's going to hear me? You know, I was just going to take place. So that's part of the prophecy. But the other thing was yesterday when you got on there and talked about your book and said the cave. Oh, my gosh. I had to text you right away. I couldn't let that go because I talked to Sister Brenda Carter about this all the time, me being in the cave for 8 years. And what put me in the cave was a pastor, and he preached the cave. And he's preached about how you be in the cave. The reason why you have to go in the cave is because the bear, and the bear is in the cave, you can't see his eyes. All you can see is his eyes. And sometimes you have to move back so that you can see. And I was surrounded by family that was pulling. This one wanted something. That one wanted something. And I couldn't hear God. God was speaking to me all the time, but I couldn't hear him. Because every time he got ready to give me a word, somebody would pull. And I thought I had to run. I ran over this south from west from every time it was a crisis. When I went in the cave, I came in my house one day, and I said, that's it. But I thought it was me saying that was it. But when you were talking, I really received that it was God saying, that's enough. You in my business, send me. I got it. I don't care what's going on. Mind your business and get out of my business. And when I first started, I cried because I really thought I was depressed. I said, I got all this family around me. If I could walk to this corner, there's 10. If I walk over here, I come from a very huge family on my father's side. And they're all around me. Then they start talking about me. oh my God, something wrong with this woman, crazy. She ain't talking to us. She ain't this. It wasn't I was talking to him. I was listening what God told me to do. And I'd go to work. I'd come home. I'd go for walks. I'd meditate. And I'm just coming out of the cave. But I have to tell you, I went to my aunt, and that's a big family. So I go in, and I went over to my aunt, and I got to minister to her. And I just said to her, you know, it's sort of born of God. God allowed it. And the best thing about it is he was in jail 35 years. He got to come home from me. He was a lifer. He got to come home. You got to see him. You got to pour him. You got to love on him in freedom. I said, and not only that, there's nobody killed him. He's not back in jail, all these things. And she received it. Okay, that was one part. Now my father's brother walks in, and I used to be loud, right? Because I come from a big, large family. You had to talk loud to hear. But what happened was my uncle didn't even know it was me. And he was the uncle that always had to do for me because my father was in the service. And he was sitting around like, I wonder what's wrong with my uncle. Because I had my face still covered. And he kept looking over there because they all had vaccines. They all got the vaccine and I don't. And what was astonishing, after about 10 minutes, I was like, the devil was saying, he don't even want to talk to you because you ain't come to his house when your father came. So that's what the devil told me, right? And finally my uncle walked over and he hugged me and he kissed me on the cheek. He said, I heard you said you wasn't getting the vaccine, but you've always been strong. And you always did what you knew that you had to do for you. But the one that got me is he said, you were so quiet. I didn't know it was you. And when I got outside, I was like, he said, I was so quiet. He didn't know it was me. And then I said, you know what, God? I did change. I don't see it. But all of them saw it. And I just want to thank God for the cave experience. I see my family changed. My children are changed. I had to tell them, no, you can't cuss in here. I went back to the real old school, which you can't do, you can't this, you can't that. And then they start calling me the house of no. Okay, now you know you're going to the house of no. You got to drop that at that corner. And when you get to the next corner, you can pick it up. But if you got that, you can't go there because she ain't open the door. And so it was a lonely experience, but it was a worthy experience.
Amen.
I know one thing, that when I see Jesus, I'm going to say amen. I ain't going to have to worry about who coming, who ain't coming, because I ain't going to be there at the funeral anyway, so they can pick who ain't going to come because they're Muslim. You know, and I even told them that. My daughter said, I can't come to your funeral because I'm Muslim. I said, no, don't worry about it. I'm going to be there anyway. I'm going to be gone. If you want to sit there and walk out in the middle of the service and they say Jesus because y'all Muslim like y'all do, then you ain't hurting me. But I just had to get that off. But I just really, 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 I can't thank God enough for this ministry. And the sisters and the brothers that's on here, and like you said, these are true Christians on here. Because they speak from the heart. They give out their testimony. Nobody's in there. There's a no judgment zone. That part right there I love. You can say what you got to say, lift each other up in prayer. When the sister was talking about suicide, there's a family member of mine. We went through that a couple of years ago. It's a horrific experience when they actually get there and lay there and all. And I thank God for the delivery of that. But I just thank God. Most of the things that sit on this line, and I'm going to let it go. Most of the things that have been said on that line, this line, is things that should be able to be said in the church. There should be somewhere in the church that people can walk in, naked and unashamed. Just like back in the day, I remember as a kid, drunks used to come to church. You could smell it.
Amen.
You could smell the liquor. They would come in stumbling and get up there and testify and all. And I don't know if they went back out and got drunk. But they was accepted, and they were loved on. And I just had to set out, and I give God all the glory. It wasn't me speaking, because I don't even know what I said. God bless y'all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Sister Aquanetta. We thank God that you're out of the cave. We thank God, amen, for your awesome testimony. You said a whole lot there, a whole lot. So I'm not going to take the time to dissect it, but it was all beautiful. Amen. It was all beautiful. Amen. And we just want to thank God, amen, that you are a changed person because of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. We just see you coming out and out and out and out, and it's beautiful. Amen. God bless you. Be encouraged. Amen. And your book is in the mail. Your book is in the mail.
Oh, thank you.
Amen. Glory be to God. I put it in the mail on yesterday. Saints, I know the mail is slow. I send out a lot of mail over the last 2 weeks. If you guys get a mail from me, y'all don't have to call and tell me thank you. Y'all don't have to call and tell me thank you, but just call and tell me you got it. Send me a text and say, Pastor, I got your mail. That'd be so nice. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Aquanetta. All right, we got time for one more. Amen. We got one more person in queue. Amen. So let's get this person here. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we hear you. Good morning.
Wow. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to everyone else on the line. Good morning, Minister Estelle. Calling to say happy birthday. God bless you.
Thank you.
Many, many, many more. I love when you get on the line. You come on and say, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is great, and great the King above all gods. Happy birthday. God bless you many, many more. And when you come, you come with a joyful noise, with a song on your heart, and come and give him thanks. Just keep on giving him thanks. Happy birthday. God bless you. God bless you. And God may shine upon you on your birthday. God bless you.
Thank you.
And God bless you on the line.
Amen. Love you too, Minister Darlene. And you know, you're absolutely right, because we all do it our own way. God uses us differently. But when Minister Estelle comes, she come with her church. She come with the singer. She got somebody singing. She got somebody reading the scripture. She got somebody playing the violin. Somebody playing. I said, this girl will come with the church. Oh, my God. It's awesome. It's awesome. And, you know, and it creates a different atmosphere. And when you come with the power like that, it's amazing how the Lord uses you like that. But he uses us all different, amen. But I really like the way when you come, you don't come by yourself, amen. And that's a sign of a true leader. That's a sign of a true leader, minister self. Amen. You don't come by yourself.
Amen.
You come with a group of people.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
United we stand, amen. Pastor. Divided we fall. I need you. I know you need me. I know I need everyone on the line, off the line, and they need me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We definitely need you. Amen. We definitely need you. Amen. Glory be to God. Saints. Amen. And I shared that with Minister Estelle yesterday. Look, we need all of you guys, all of you. Everybody's here. We're all here. We all have different gifts, different talents, different abilities. But we need you. You need us. We need you. We need one another, because we are one big family. Amen. And like Minister Joanne said, we miss you and we don't hear from you. I reached out to Sister Lauren. I said, we miss you when we don't hear from you guys. You know, so we just want to know that everything is okay. You know, want to know that you're still with us. Amen. Because we still with you. Amen. So, because we are one big family, and a lot of us have never met one another. A lot of us. But guess what? In the spirit, we know one another. Because before the foundation of the world, as our teaching was yesterday, we was all together, and we all together now, and we gonna all be together for eternity when it's all said and done. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we love you. Amen. And we bless the Lord. In form of announcement today, saints, we'll be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock noon. And then tonight at 8 o'clock for our Bible study, we're going to do the spiritual warfare training that I was not able to teach on last Saturday. Amen. So spread the news. Amen. If anybody want to know how to fight the good fight of faith and faith in these last days, that there's some spiritual warfare training going on at 8 o'clock tonight. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. All right. We are definitely not out of words. We're out of time. Minister Stelter, anything, any last remarks you'd like to say before we give the benediction?
He's real. Yes, Jesus is real. He's real. He's real to me. And I'm listening to the others on the line. I know he's real to you all. And that makes my day, you know, just to hear, you know, the goodness of God and the, you know, the hand, just to see the hand of God at work, I'll say he's real and he's real to me. Amen.
Father God, we say thank you for this beautiful service where we've been able to honor your daughter. Father, you said give honor to whom honor is due. And so, Father God, we celebrate Minister Estelle. We celebrate her birthday. We celebrate her life. We celebrate her gifts. We celebrate her contribution in your kingdom. Father, we say thank you for her and how you're keeping her strong. In the midst of everything that's coming against her, she's still standing, Father, without wavering. And so, Father, we're praying that this day will be a real, real good birthday, fill it with surprises. Father, gifts that she didn't even see coming. Father God, bring a smile to her heart. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for everybody on the call today, those who spoke, those who didn't speak. Father God, you know where we are. Father God, you know where we've been and you know where we're going. And we just want to say thank you for the blessings of the Lord upon our lives that make us rich and adds no sorrow to it. Father, as we go forth today on this beautiful day of sunshine, Father, order our steps. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Show us your pathway for provisions. Cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, and premature death, Father, as we stand on the promises of your word and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Meet us back at the altar at 12. Meet us back at our training at 8. Father, and we commit all things into your hands. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Seal this prayer. We seal this service in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said amen, 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 and amen. And Satan is defeated and darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. I think we're going to close this morning on your testimony here, Minister Estelle. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. That Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Amen.
God's been good to me. And the downs have been few. Well, I guess you can say I
Thank you.
Jesus. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Jesus is the best thing, saints. And all of you guys are the best thing that ever happened to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Everybody have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. Love you, love you, love you. God bless you and happy birthday again, Minister Estelle. Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out.